already.
Yes.
So, we're glad to meet you, and we want to know everything we can know in this short period of time about your project, about the team. But first of all, how did you meet Robert?
Well, I obviously I know Robert like a lot of people in motorsport for a long time. We have been in contact already a few years ago. And then I think end of 19, we've been in contact for the DTM project, which did not happen at the end. We always had good contact, I would say, and I always liked the idea to have Robert in the team. I like his spirit, obviously his speed, but everyone knows about the speed of Robert, but the spirit he has, he's a very hard worker, and it's something very nice for a new team who is just we are just pushing to get this experience about an MP2 as quick as possible. This is why we are doing ELMS with one car and WEC with another car. It's to be able to get as much as possible information from the car, those championships and so on. So having Robert in the team is a big plus, because he's providing us with a lot of information. His technical feedback is great, and and so far we had a great season. We only had one race, but at least we won it.
So going back to the question about the common language with Robert, that in this, because I've been following him for years, so I know that it was not, even in Formula One, it was not appreciated in all the teams, and suddenly there's a like WRT team where it seems that you're getting along very well.
Well, I know this reputation of Robert before, so I know exactly where I put my target, and obviously it's something that I appreciate from the driver. I mean, the driver is pushing, and Robert is someone which is pushing very hard to get what he wants. He knows exactly what he wants to be competitive, and if he is competitive, then the team is competitive. So we are working together. Yes, the team has pressure, but not only from Robert, but in general, because we want to get as quick as possible to the top. To the top of those team in LMP2, and the fact that Robert is having great experience and very good technical feedback, and on top of it, he's very helpful also for the younger drivers.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned how you spoke about DTM at the end of 2019. In the end, you end up as opponent, let's say. So. And it was a very difficult season for Robert, as you can imagine. So, what are your memories from the time?
Well, I mean, we had one or two meetings with Robert and Robert's management about having the DTM season together in 2020, and then obviously, I think also for championship reason, it was. They decided to go and work with BMW, where we were with Audi, and obviously Robert had a difficult start of the season, and probably a difficult season for him. But knowing what is DTM, and knowing, you know, what is the preparation of the works team, of the factory teams, which were working in DTM for BMW. It's very tricky to be prepared as a team, as a new team in DTM, to fight against works teams which are there since 10 years, and to be as prepared as a driver against drivers which are there again since 5-10 years, and knowing all the little trick of DTM. So it's very, I have seen that Robert deliver quite a lot. But it's, you don't always see this on the result. But we could see that, you know, when you are fighting Whitman, for example, in qualifying, when you are able to be in front of him once or twice or three times during the season, and you are in the middle of the pack of the BMW driver, which are very well prepared because they are prepared from the factory. It's very impressive from, you know, just arriving in DTM and being able to do that. So maybe from the outside it looks a tricky season, but I have seen some very competitive things from Robert there, and this is why I commit again for 21 to try to get Robert with us.
And so now you're into endurance racing with the prototype cars, LMP2, two cars in two series. So how did you come up with the idea?
Well, you know, the future of endurance racing is, there is a lot going on at the moment, and there is this new hypercar category coming. And I thought, okay, it is on one side a little bit the end of DTM for, let's say, factories. Factory teams, and this was our goal, so we have to switch to another category, and we decide to go to, well, to set our goal into hypercar, and this is why we are now doing this LMP2 program with one car in ELMS and one car in WEC.
I was talking with Robert about the project with ELMS, and he said that actually you came very late, you know, to realize that you are going to do that. So how does it look like from your side? Like Robert called and said, listen, Vincent, we're doing ELMS in next week? Or
actually, we were in contact with Robert by the end of 2020, and it took quite a lot of time. I finalized my WEC car early January, so that was already late for a new program. And then we start discussing again with Robert, and it was late to do the WEC program. Then ELMS with Le Mans, it was also a very competitive program, and it was something that we like to do together. So we decide, okay, this would work. And so we decide, obviously it was a late call, but I would say so far a competitive call.
Have you considered at any point going to WEC with Robert?
Yeah, but...
you have discussed that option?
At that time, yeah. But at that time it was, you know, the WEC has a deadline entry, which was, by memory, the 14th of January. And yeah, we were too late. We could enter a car, but which will not score points. And I mean, it's so we decide to focus. And I think we did well. We decide to focus on ELMS car plus Le Mans, and yeah.
So you won your debut race, and there are lots of experienced teams around. So like, how did you do it?
You know, it's always look good from the outside when you win a race in your first attempt in a championship. But internally, we have worked a lot to get prepared to enter this championship. There are still a lot of things that we have to learn, but there is also on our side, we have some experience of endurance racing, not in LMP2, but in other categories. We had quite a lot of experience, quite a lot of success. And here it's something we need. We are in a new process and we are learning. We are on a learning curve. We were competitive, and I think we had some... everything was on our side in Barcelona. We had a very competitive qualifying. There is something which happened at the start. We had a different strategy than the other teams. We were, everything runs green for us during the race. So we were very competitive, but the competition would have been very much closer if they would have a race with less trouble.
So can you maintain the form for the rest of the season? I know it's a huge question after one race, but everybody wonders how long can you go on, you know, winning?
Well, do you want me to give you a Ferrari tomorrow?
I'd take
yeah, one. We like to win every race, obviously, but we will not. Realistically, we should be competitive. We are targeting, let's say, I think top four, it's a good target. Can be P1, can be P4, it depends how your race is going. Outside the top four, I will be very disappointed.
Mm-hmm. And there's a technical change in the car. So what's the new package how does it work for you?
Yeah, there has been some changes. There was a decision, but they revert the decision about the Le Mans kit. The aero kit of Le Mans with less downforce and so on. We were supposed to run this here, but we did not. I mean, they revert the decision. We are just here running a spec of tires, which is a bit harder.
Mm-hmm. So a harder compound. The same car as in Barcelona.
It's the same car than in Barcelona, yes.
So I guess it's a good news.
Yeah, it is. I like good news.
So when you look around at your competitors, who will be on top? Who will be in this pack?
Well, you know, we had a race in WEC in the meantime, where we had a technical failure, and there was, you know, most of the team which are here, they are also in WEC, and there was United also Autosport won the race with quite a margin, and they are here too with two strong cars, and they are probably a very strong competitor. On top of that, you have the G-Drive car, which is also with Nick De Vries and Franco Colapinto. That's probably also quite of the one of the main guy to beat.
Mm-hmm. Talking of WEC, could you tell us a bit how the team is organized? Talking about WEC and ELMS, the same people working here and there, or
So what we decide when we decide to do those two championships, it's we decide to have a different crew for the two championships, just to get prepared for Le Mans, because otherwise we would arrive to Le Mans with one crew to run two cars. So here we are running. So the management is the same. The technical director, there is only one, it's the same. But the race engineer from WEC and ELMS are different, but they are both on site. So when we were in WEC, the ELMS engineer is there on site, and here the WEC engineer is here. So we have a different crew, but for sure we are sharing. Obviously, we are one team and we are sharing all those information, and some people are working on both programs.
I think some of the Polish fans were disappointed that Robert didn't drive the qualis in Barcelona, that he only got to drive 45 minutes, but it seems like the perspective is wrong. And to me, it seems that Robert has like kind of a leader role in the squad.
Yeah,
so
well,
what's the position of Robert in this project?
Yeah, we now hear the debrief and he keeps talking.
So Robert probably won't like that, but he's the oldest. So he's a little bit the guy which is leading the crew. He has a good role into the team, and what happened in Barcelona is just that we had such a margin after 3 hours that obviously we did not have to fight in the last hour, and it was when Robert was in the car. Normally you put your strongest driver at the end of the race in case of there is a safety car and so on. So Robert was in the car, but he did not have to fight because we just had to manage our gap.
Mm-hmm. And I think probably he's also like the guy for the hard tasks. So for example, doing a sting on the used tires and so on. Is it Robert's job to?
Well, he has a lot of experience on tire management and so on due to what he did in Formula One the past years. The tire management was also something quite tricky in DTM. So Robert had a lot of experience in this area. And this is where I'm saying he's giving us a lot of his experience and feedback. Technical feedback.
I guess now your main race for this year and main challenge must be Le Mans. Am I right about it? And like lots of cars. Lots
Fiat
of
or Ferrari? Fiat or Ferrari?
No, Honda. Honda Type R.
No, but I mean, yeah, Le Mans is like when you are racing, you are doing a Formula One race in I don't know where, at the Nürburgring, and then the next race is Monaco. So it's the, and even more in endurance racing. I mean, Le Mans is such a great event. It's yeah, it's the race of the year for any team which participate to endurance racing. It's the race of the year. We as a team never did Le Mans before, but internally in the team, I think every single person has been involved in Le Mans. So we have the experience on Le Mans, but not as a team. And this is where we have to be strong, and that's where we have to build our relation to each other.
You have two cars in Le Mans.
Two cars in Le Mans, the WEC car and the ELMS car. So the lineup stays the same.
So which is like the prime car?
Well, I have to say there is no both lineup, it's they have different advantage, I would say. In WEC, my young driver has done Le Mans last year, but none of the two other had done Le Mans. Here in ELMS, well, Robert never did. Louis did Le Mans last year in an LMP1, and Ify never did Le Mans. Well, you know, it's you can ask Hülkenberg, Tandy, and Bamber. They won Le Mans in their first attempt in LMP1. So, for sure, it's not an advantage not to have experience, but you can fight that. If you are a strong team and a strong team all together, drivers and the guys.
How about the team then? Do you think you can fight for the podium in debut in Le Mans?
Yeah, well, this is our target, yeah. There is no reason why not, why we could fight in the LMS or in WEC and not in Le Mans. It's the same, the opposition is the same.
Can you tell us a bit more about the long-term plans? Because you have quite an ambitious project on your hands.
Yeah, we have to be ambitious, you know. We need to have dream, otherwise we are not moving. In the near future, in 2023, there is a lot of new manufacturer entering hypercar with a different regulation, which is LMH and LMDH, and one of those manufacturers is Audi, which we have a long story the last 12 years and a lot of success together in a category, and our goal clearly is to represent Audi in the future, which is it's something I'd like to have. It's not something which has been decided, but it's what I would like to be.
So your aim is at being the factory team with Audi?
Yeah, why not?
Well, same question, because in DTM you were like closer to the top rather than to the bottom, so it was quite impressive performance from WRT.
Yeah, and again, as the situation of Robert last year in DTM, we were a junior team or a private team against factory teams with rookie drivers, and we had quite a good success in our 2 years in DTM. So that was already the goal. It's to prove to our partner that we can do the job, and that's what we are going for.
I think it was really great to get to know you, and it's quite impressive the plans and what you've done already. So just wish you all the best luck for the future, and hope to see you again. Yeah,
yeah, we'll get the chance to
I'm sure
talk even more.
I hope. Welcome every race.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So much.